Welcome to...
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Welcome to Buddy Speak.
Hey!
Hello.
Dude!
We're back! We're back.
Oh my gosh! We actually did it! I didn't think it would happen because, you know, our work ethic is horrible.
Well, but, no.
Oh, shoot.
And also the fact that we're like many miles away, so.
That's true, we're in college. And that's what we're talking about today.
We're talking about college.
Oh, by the way, it's December 4th.
December 4th.
So, happy...
It's really cold outside.
Merry Christmas. Maybe. Merry Kwanzaa. Happy... What's the other one? Yarmulkes. Happy Yarmulke. That's not...
Hanukkah, maybe?
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, and Baxter Day.
What's Kwanzaa again?
Wait, have you heard... Okay, wait. I referenced something. What did I reference?
What?
It's from that episode of Arthur...
Baxter Day?
Yeah, have you heard of that? Do you know
what
I'm talking
about? No, I've never heard of Baxter Day.
Okay, so there's this episode of Arthur that they look into, like, Arthur, of course, Arthur's family celebrates Christmas, and, like, this other family celebrates Hanukkah, and this other family celebrates Kwanzaa, and then his best friend, Buster, celebrates Baxter Day, and it's their own thing. Like, because apparently families don't celebrate anything, they just celebrate their own thing. That's... So, it's really... Kind of, if you celebrate your own thing, that's fine, three listeners, but
yes, you don't. Is there one for Islam?
What?
Is it called, like, Muhammad?
Oh,
like,
my gosh, like, you are offending so many people right now.
I don't know, is it like Muhammad-mus?
Just stop right now.
My net is here.
Your net is here.
My net is not up.
It's not up, but it's okay. We're still here. Welcome back, Chandon. I'm so...
Dude,
excited.
It's good to see you.
You know what? We're not even going to use it now.
Oh, my net.
It's okay.
My net.
It's so good to see you again.
It's good to see you.
I like acting like I haven't spoken to you before this. We just walked in a room and started recording.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
We ate Chipotle together. That was good.
Okay. Yeah, we did. So our first episode, we talked about... It was before college.
What did we talk about?
Do you remember? We talked about... Getting in trouble at school, I think. And
then we did Desk Name.
Then we did Desk Name. Then we did Struggles of an Athlete Wannabe.
Then we did Arkansas.
Then we did the worst laugh. And now we're doing, I guess, college? Because
life after the first half of the semester of college.
Yeah, because people, because, like, I was curious, you know, like, I'm just kind of like before college, it's like, what is it like? What is going to happen to me? Because I always ask this to myself.
Yeah.
Where am I going to be a year from now?
Yeah. It's not as great as you actually think. Like.
Well, for you.
No. Well. Okay. It didn't meet expectations. Like, you know how some people will be like, "Ooh, we're gonna party the whole time." It's like, wait, I have no time to party. I have to study the whole time.
Yeah. Well, you're taking hard classes. I'm not.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, how is you? I don't know. We're back. It's so exciting.
It's
okay.
Great.
What is? Tell me a story.
You had your wreck.
Oh yeah, that's important to tell.
That's real good.
Okay, so this semester.
Tell us a story about how there was poop in your pants.
Okay, I will tell that story. Okay, so here's what happened. I don't know if I've fully told you this, but I was driving back to Abilene. That's where my school is, and my truck hydroplaned into the side of the guardrail, or like the beginning of the guardrail, and I was going in cruise control, and it hit that thing, and I started flipping. And the next thing I know, I wake up, I'm just like in my car, and I feel like defeated. I felt like it's kind of
conquered me.
Yeah, it felt like I was like beaten to death, but then, like, you know, awake. So my car's upside down. I'm in a Ford F-150 1997, which, good Lord, that protected me. Like, so I'm upside down. I look out to the side, and I crawl out of the car. I just crawled out, which I had my seatbelt on. I guess it snapped, and I still have, like, little scars from the seatbelt. But I just crawled out and started screaming for help. And then
help!
I was like, I was hurting. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe at all. I thought I was, like, going to die. And then this Mexican man was like, oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! And I was like, please calm down.
You're scaring me. You're
freaking me out even more. Like, it was horrible. It was
I love horrible experiences.
And then, so, they got... Okay, so, here's the weird part. Apparently, when a person dies, they let everything go. Like, they release everything.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning their bowels. So
and your urinary system.
And your urinary system, but I didn't pee. That's so good. Apparently there's a small poop that I had to release that I didn't know until after the accident because...
You crapped yourself.
I crapped myself. And there's a ball of poop in between my cheeks. And I literally crawled out, and I could smell it. I could smell it. I was, like, laying there, and I didn't know what to say. So I just looked at him, I looked at the people, and I was like, guys, I'm so sorry. I think I soiled myself.
Who says
that?
Like, at that moment, what's the worst thing you're worried about? Are you worried about... wow, I'm really injured, or you're like, they're going to think badly of me
because I
poop myself in front of them.
I
don't want to touch them. I don't want to touch that person.
I'm not helping this man because he smells like poop. I'm walking away now.
Yeah, they're going to get in their car.
And my safe car.
And they're going to drive off.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was crazy. And then they got me in the ambulance, and they cut my clothing off, and they left a little patch for my private area. They just, like, left this little thing, and I was like, please don't lift up that patch, please. Yeah,
Nasty. I just cringed really hard, because it's like changing, like, a diaper, like, for an 18-year-old.
Okay, so my college friends came, and they said hi to me. Little did they know, there was a ball of poop in between my legs. I was talking to people. Like, I had conversations with people. There's poop there. There's a poop there.
And you're like you're thinking the whole time.
I'm like, someone wiped this poop up. Like it sucked. But it didn't get cleaned up till the next morning. But my mom had to be like, I was like, Mom, I think there's like a piece of crap in between my legs. Yeah. Cause you can feel.
Squishy.
It was just, she like wiped it up and I was like, oh, it felt like a tumor was being removed. Like, you know, I have no idea how that feels.
It was like getting that piece of corn out of your back.
Like a kernel. Yes. Oh, it was like, ah, thank you, Mom, for removing that poop from me. But they also put me. They
wipe your butt?
Yeah, she wiped my butt.
Oh, that's cool.
Well,
back to the old days.
That's the thing. Someone was like, oh, it's okay. It's your mom. But
it's my mom.
But it's also my mom. And it's like... But they said, like, well, at least it wasn't someone else. Like, that's so true.
That's true.
But my butt, I don't know if you know this, but my butt has definitely changed since I was a baby.
Yeah.
I have, you know, certain things...
That are different
about my butt now. One, it's a lot bigger. This is uncomfortable. But...
This is PG-13 now.
PG-13. No, but it's fine. But they put me on morphine.
Ooh.
Have you ever had morphine?
Yeah. It didn't help me.
What?
It was when I dislocated my shoulder and they wouldn't pop back in. They gave me two doses of morphine. I was like, it's not helping. And they told me, oh, it's not supposed to relieve the pain. I was like,
well, then why are you giving it to me?
What is morphine for?
No, you probably had a different drug, like a different...
They told me, this is morphine. We're going to pump it into your system.
No, but it's like she put the needle in me and like it went in my veins and I was just like, hoo, 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 and I like, you know, I put my head back and I just like laid down. But I do have a story. My grandma, me and her were talking. My grandpa was on morphine and he doesn't remember a thing, but she remembers stories. Okay. So she was okay. He was in the here. Here's a story.
Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel. That's my grandpa's name. Daniel. We call him Pap Pap.
Pap.
We were in the we were in the. Oh, he was in the bathtub or something, and the nurse was cleaning him, which. Poor nurse. I mean,
oh,
they have to clean old people. That's that'd be the worst job ever.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of in. So he was like, he leaned over to his wife Shirley. That's my Gingy, is what we call her. Gingy. And he goes, "Dear, I think she's molesting me," like right in front of her. And she was like, she freaked out. She was like, "What do I do?" And then she. She was like, "It's okay. Just keep cleaning."
It's okay.
Yeah, but that was...
Oh, it's okay.
But that was the wreck story. I broke my tibia. I broke two wrist bones.
You mean
tibia? Tibia. Yeah, whatever. The smaller non-weight-bearing bone in my right side of leg.
Non-weight-bearing bone.
My non-weight-bearing bone.
That would have been really bad if you did your...
A femur. People, like the report, they were like, he broke his femur. He punctured a lung. I didn't do that. I broke my rib. That's why I couldn't breathe.
Dude, that would be real bad if you...
It sucked.
Yeah.
That. Yeah, I would probably not be here. Like, it was a miracle. Yeah. Like, I... And then we went back to, like, the crime scene or something. And we found all my stuff.
Oh.
My stuff was there.
Did you find the Dr. Pepper cake?
I found the Dr. Pepper cake. Yes, I found...
Was it destroyed?
It was... I mean, there was ants all in it.
Oh,
so I could not eat it.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I couldn't eat it. Either way, I wouldn't... I found my flash drive. I found my retainer. I
what?
Found yeah.
Did you like pick all it up?
I kept it. I kept it. Like it was fine.
Yeah.
I found my Mac charger. Like
how is this thing like not cracked? Like I don't
yeah.
Understand.
Oh yeah. I had my guitar, my Mac, like everything, and my Mac was fine, and my guitar was fine. It was in a flimsy case. Like it was crazy.
It's cool.
It is cool. Yeah, but also I was on the phone with Abby, my girlfriend.
Oh dear.
Like, so she like, so when I, yeah, she, she heard Abby and then, and then silence. She thought I was dead.
Dude, that's,
that I would lose my mind.
Well, cause that's something, like, I would do to, like, pull a prank on someone. It's, like, at the time...
That's not funny.
Especially with your personality, like, I feel like that'd be something that you would do. Like, oh, I'm in a wreck! Like and you'd
face I'm it. In a wreck! Help me! And then just cut it off?
Yeah. Like I feel like that'd be something you'd do, like...
Well, that was... She heard it crunching.
Oh.
And the thing is, like, when you're in, like, that stuff... Like, I remember just, like... I just held onto the steering wheel and just like, it was like something was happening, and I just heard it like, like it was crunching and I could just hear it, and like I have like nightmares, like
oh dear.
Which like people do that like.
Well, because like I saw your Snapchat story and that was like 30 minutes before that happened. Do you remember the Snapchat story?
What was it?
You were like singing.
Oh, I guess I was.
I think I have it.
How do you have it?
I don't have it.
You don't have it. It's Snapchat. Anyway.
It was your story, though.
Yeah, I think I remember posting on that. But I had Abby on speaker, and I was just talking to her, and it was raining. My truck was very top-heavy. Like, there's nothing I could do. Like, and it hit, like, that one thing in the road, and I was going under the speed limit in the rain, and it just, like, went off. And people are jerks. Like, I'm in line to, like, get an omelet in college. And, like, this lady's like, probably doing something you shouldn't be doing, huh? I was like, I wanted to say, like, yeah, an 18-wheeler hit me. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I almost died. Not by my own cause.
Not by my own fault.
I just wanted to make her feel bad.
Yeah.
Because that's mean. Oh. That's rude.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've been in other wrecks before. I was in another wreck, like, that same month with my friends. Like, we were going to... Yeah, I was in another wreck.
I was like, oh, that wasn't a bad one. I said that.
It wasn't. I just... I was just like, yeah, I was in a wreck, man. Like, I was like, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm a little sore, but, you know, I'm okay. I'm good, man. I'm good.
And the
it changed my life, man.
And then the next month, you got what you got.
And then, yeah, I was like, yeah, okay. I've definitely been in a wreck.
I was in a wreck.
But, like, it's a miracle that my neck is okay and my head is okay. Like, what happened apparently was I had a minor concussion. Like, I held on and then I hit my head and then I blacked out. And yeah, that's what happened. And then I woke up.
We'll see, if you died then you wouldn't feel any pain. That's good.
Okay, that's a great... Well, if I died then, we wouldn't be doing this right here.
That'd also be... I would have dropped out of college.
You would not have.
I would have.
You would not have dropped out of college if I died.
Of course I would have.
That makes no sense.
That's traumatizing. I would drop out of college and not do anything for like 2 months.
I'd probably do that too,
I'd probably
actually
sit and eat chocolate and watch Netflix and cry every day.
Oh, Chandon.
Well, it's just, I mean, just thinking logically, it's just something like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if I lost, like, a friend like you, I don't, like, I literally, it's been a long day. Like, it's like.
That single tear.
Oh, that song is horrible.
Yeah.
See You Again by Paul. Someone?
Something like Putin?
It was
or something?
Like Putin?
Or like,
I think that's like a history.
Putin?
Thing.
Or like Chris? Like, what's the dude's name? I don't know.
What?
The
guy that died?
No, the dude who made the song.
T-Pain?
No!
I'm just kidding, it wasn't T-Pain. Oh. It's been a long day! That'd be interesting. It was Paul Walker's song, which is sad.
He died real good.
That's sad,
he
dude.
Burned.
He did?
Oh, he wrecked and his car caught on fire and he burned.
See, that's scary. Like, that could have happened to me. Yeah. Like, I got out of the car and I was crawling. There was gasoline running down the back of my bed. Like,
I need to get out of here.
I was like, yeah, I need to go. I need to go somewhere else other than here. I can't really move, though, because there's crap in between my butt.
Oh, Jesus.
It was wet. Like it was raining. It was like a nightmare. Like, and then I had other nightmares where there was family members in the car.
Oh.
And then I, like, ran off a bridge into water. That was a bad one.
Well, that's better than the concrete.
Well, what are you supposed to do when you hit the water?
Well, that's true. You drown.
Yeah. That'd be the worst way to die.
That would be that or
fire.
That or fire, because you bleed to death
or being ripped apart.
Yeah, as the way fire works is like you bleed to death is how that works.
You bleed?
It melts off the skin and so you're bleeding, and then it singes up that blood and then it just cracks open again. You continue like bleed out. That's what I've heard. I don't know.
Well, it also, I mean, you can like your heart can catch on fire or something. Right? No.
I think that's too deep in this.
My heart's on fire.
I think you get to a point.
My heart is on fire!
Oh, wow! My heart's on fire! But no, I
have
think
you heard of spontaneous combustion?
Spontaneous.
It's where you just explode for no reason. It's where your body combusts and you just, like, die.
I think that's not for human bodies. That word spontaneous combustion.
No, that's a wait.
I think that's just something in chemistry.
Okay, whatever. I thought it was something. I might be right and you might be wrong, but
I don't know.
Or you might be right or whatever.
Whatever.
Anyway, yeah, so that's happened. That happened in college.
That happened.
That's like the biggest, and I lost my car. Like, it's gone. Thank God, cuz I don't know if I could get back in there again.
Rest in peace, Ted.
Yeah, his name was Ted. Ted 2 is coming
Ted
soon.
Ted 2 is coming real soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Ted is transformed into a
yes, into
sedan.
Into a much smaller car.
Into a silver sedan.
Yeah. Tell me a funny story about college.
I don't know. There's not a lot of interesting stuff.
It's like, it's kind of like your expectations are like you're scared, you know?
I have to wake up at like 5 in the morning, like every morning, Monday to Thursday, to either work out or do study hall. I don't like that.
I have to wake up at 9 and 9:30. So
And you told me about that. I was, you were like, ugh, I have 9 o'clock classes.
Yeah, you shouldn't be complaining, boy. I have to wake up at 9 o'clock. You're 5:30? Are you kidding me?
Are you joking?
You don't complain. You thank the Lord for your life. I do that to you all the time.
Yeah.
Where he has it worse than I, but I'm... What are you thinking? I have to wake up at 9:30. No, but like the thing is, I wake up 10 minutes before class starts. And I just like get up. I get on my clothes and I'm like, have to go again.
I wake up at class time and show up late.
What?
Because, dude, you're so tired. It's like, we go to bed like... You know, it's like, it's not normal for you to just go to bed at like 9 o'clock to get your...
It doesn't feel natural to me.
To get your 8 hours when you wake up at 5 every morning.
Yeah.
It's like, you still gotta do homework and stuff, you know? As we got that, then we got school, then we got practice, and then we have more study hall. And so, it's just like, Jesus. It's like, we get like 6 hours of sleep like every night. And that's on a good day, because, like, that's us going to bed at 11.
You go to bed at 11?
Huh?
You go to bed, have you been to bed at 11?
We'll go to bed at, like, 12:30, like...
Yeah, 12:30, like, that's when I normally, like...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, that's, like, a, like, normal time, but, like, I'm saying, usually, a good day would be falling asleep at 11.
Yeah. It's a lot different from high school. Like, sometimes I just, like, miss high school, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I've said this before, it's like, you know, you're trained, like, you know, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, all the way up to 12th grade, and it's like, it's planned for you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what's going to happen next. After 12th grade, it's like, all right, you're on your own. Like, well, not, like, on your own.
It's that
like,
stage to where, like, you should still be supported. But you're not.
It's like, yeah, it's like, you feel like there's a certain amount of, like, disconnection between, like, you and your family, and, like, it's just, like, not...
I know.
It's, like, it's weird.
You don't feel welcome in your home anymore.
Well, you feel welcome, it's just, like, it's like...
Well, your room has changed. We're sitting on the floor.
Yeah, I know. But there's no furniture in my room. Yeah. But it's, like... That's different. It's weird.
Real different.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
But it's like, this isn't my home, you know? I have another home that I live at, and that is in Abilene, and yours is in Oklahoma.
Ugh.
Yeah, but, college.
I no longer know what to talk about.
I mean, college. What?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's... Oh my gosh, Janet, it's Christmas.
Well...
Sort of. Well, it's that
it's
time.
It's the beginning of the month.
You know
of
that
Christmas.
I love, like, when, like, you're, like, tuning into, like, you're just, like, on the radio, and then, like, there's, like, and now Frank Sinatra singing, like, it's cold outside. That's a really bad impersonation. But
I don't even know if that was Frank Sinatra or not.
Yeah, that's probably not. I offended everyone. But, like, I love Christmas. Christmas is the time of in the season of
Christmas is the greatest.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Everyone says like Elf, you know, like that's like this typical
Elf. That's my favorite. Elf.
But I'm not sure. I'd have to say Elf. It's a good movie.
It really is. It's a great flick.
Yeah.
I like The Grinch. Like Jim Carrey.
Oh, yes.
Jim Carrey. He's funny.
He's real good.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I remember. Oh, my gosh. The first time I saw that movie, we were in music class in, like, I don't know, sixth grade or whatever. And that was when Cameron Walton pointed out the bald spot on my head. He goes, you have a bald spot right there. It's because, like, I split my head open, like, on a glass table, like, playing Wii Sports.
What?
Like, we were playing baseball, you know, Wii Sports. And, like, I was doing really bad, and, like, I was a batter and stuff. So I swung so hard that I spun around, and, like, I tripped over my feet, and then I fell backwards onto the corner of a glass table and split my head open real good.
Injury?
Yeah.
I got injured one time.
Yeah,
at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, you got in your wreck. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, I already freaking did, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I broke my arm at Chick-fil-A.
What?
Have I never told you this story?
No.
I broke my arm at Chick-fil-A.
You might have. I don't know.
No, I definitely did. You broke your arm did.
Many times.
I broke my arm 3 times. That's not very many.
I've broken one bone in my body. It is my pinky toe.
That's so funny because you're so big and that is so small. That's like the smallest thing.
I
know. And
like, I played sports like...
That's crazy.
The whole...
That's
like, crazy. Like since 5th grade, I've never broken a bone.
Your bones are strong. My bones are
feasible.
I don't think that's the right
quote. That's not the right word.
My bones are flimsy.
Fragile. That's
fragile and flimsy. But they're getting, you know.
Yeah.
They're getting there.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Justin.
Okay.
I don't know how to sit. I can't sit crisscross applesauce. My hips don't move like that.
Your hips don't lie, my friend.
My hips don't lie. Shakira.
Do you remember?
Or Beyonce, I don't know.
Do you remember Mr. Mace? That's what...
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah, Mr. Mace. Good Lord. I mean, Mr. Pace.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Mr. Pace is what we meant to say.
Yeah.
Because that Mr. Mace, that's not his real name.
So, my brother saw him at the church last weekend.
We should probably explain who he is.
So, he's a Spanish teacher.
And we learned zero Spanish. Like, Channon... Like, we took Spanish 3 years in high school. I don't know a single word in Spanish. That's a problem.
Us Americans we're not made to learn, like, other languages. Like, like, that's what technology's for. You just speak into Google Translate, and you make the people that speak Spanish, and you make them read it out loud.
Or they do the same thing to you.
Yeah, so we know what they're saying, like you know, like, I don't need to learn another language, like, I'm staying here in America, you know, unless if I go to, like, Europe, and everyone in Europe speaks English, maybe, I think, I don't know, so, no point going to Mexico. I mean, they just got destroyed by Hurricane Patricia, so...
Yeah, is that his name?
Huh?
Patricia?
I said Hurricane Patricia.
Her name?
You know what a hurricane is?
Yes, I know what a hurricane is! is that the hurricane's name?
Yes, that's why we've had all that rain.
Yeah, I know. That's what's happening right now, okay.
Yeah. You mean December.
Do you know what a hurricane is, Ryan? Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, back to Christmas. Because it's Christmas time right now. Do you have any Christmas stories?
Do I have any Christmas... Oh, when I was 4 years old, we went up to... We went up in the attic and to get... So, my dad got the big Christmas tree, and then me and my sister and my brother got the... little Christmas tree for just us kids to decorate.
Yeah.
And so me and my sister got the Christmas tree, got the little Christmas tree in the attic. And we have one of those attics that's like above the garage floor. Yeah. And like, you can like open the door like from the garage and stuff. And like, so my little brother, who was 2 at the time, he wanted to turn the light off, but like that floor like door was like open, so the light switch is like where that opening is, and so he went to turn the light off and like he like fell over it and fell like 10 feet and landed on his head as a 2-year old.
What did your dad do? Ah! Oh my gosh! Did he like run him to the emergency room? He was 2.
Yeah, he went to the hospital real good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary.
I mean, probably shouldn't be here, actually.
He probably shouldn't be. Well, no, your brother is here.
No, that's what I'm saying. He should be dead.
No, I love your brother.
No, he should be, probably, is what I'm saying.
We all should be dead, but we're not. Do you realize how much of a miracle you are right now? Do you know how many cells that you had to... I mean, seriously, though...
Yeah.
It's like you're 1 in a million, literally.
Like 1 in a 2 billion.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't know how much.
I don't know how much.
Let's not talk about this.
Okay. Christmas. Christmas is a time
for that, good for time good, cheers. For good
tidings. What is the crappiest Christmas you've ever had? Because I think every year
it gets worse.
It gets worse. It gets worse for me.
I think the crappiest.
Yes. Baby, I need you. We're doing something.
What are you doing?
Recording something. We'll be out in a second. I think the worst Christmas that I had was like I expected. I think it was last year, honestly.
Well,
this is the sad thing that you base your worst Christmas on the presents you get.
Which is
a horrible That's thing. Terrible. It's a horrible thing. But my worst Christmas was last year because I my big gift, I was like shaking it and I was like, ooh, what is this? Cause like, I was like, I'm so excited to open this. And it was like, you know, it was like kind of small, but like not, I was like, you broke my hanger. It was like,
I was shocked.
Okay. So I was like, oh, and then Christmas came and I opened it and it was the complete series of Friends.
Didn't your girlfriend get that for you?
No, it's on Netflix. Like, you can watch it all on Netflix. And I was kind of like, thanks.
Like, who got that for you?
I think it was my mom. But I was like, hey, mom, this is on Netflix. She was like, oh, dear. So we resold it. I still haven't gotten the money for it, I don't think. But the best present... Quit breaking hangers!
I'm sorry.
Oh, anyway, yeah, those are my presents.
Yeah.
I think that was the worst. I mean, yeah.
My worst was probably actually last year too.
Really?
Yeah, I got. What did I get? Actually, no. It was about. I think it was my 8th grade year. I just got clothes. Like the whole time.
That's
like,
it.
Like no video games, no anything. Just Aeropostale clothes.
Yeah, those are the presents you open first. You're just like, you know. Like, you shake it and you're like, this is like a rectangle. Like, yeah, you know, that specific it's that, rectangle.
It's a white rectangle to where you press down the bottom. It has like a little bit of a give.
Yeah, you're like, there's freaking clothes in here. It's like, we are so ungrateful. People don't have clothes.
No. Just think of what Christmas is. Christmas is where... We celebrate, all right, we base our experience of Christmas off of what, like our best presents are, and it's about, like, someone who came down and died for us, who is the God of the everything.
Yes, you know? Or that's how we celebrate it.
Yes,
other
yes.
people, like, I don't know.
They
spin a Buddha dice. That is so wrong. That is so inaccurate. I'm so sorry.
We're going to have to delete this.
No, we're fine. Okay, anyway.
A Buddha dies.
Yeah,
a Buddha dies.
What? Okay, some people don't even celebrate Christmas.
There's
Buddha
I mean. Statues everywhere.
No.
Does Buddha even have a Christmas?
So
Merry Buddha, miss.
Merry Buddha, miss.
Buddha, miss.
Merry Buddha, miss to all, and to all a fat night. Buddha comes down their chimneys.
Buddha comes down their chimneys, yes.
And leaves gifts or statues of himself.
So, and then we're not, like, this dude came down and died for us.
And we're like... I got clothes!
And we're like, ugh, I didn't get as many Legos as I wanted to.
Have you seen Legos?
What do you mean? Of course I've seen Legos before.
Okay, no, they're so...
What?
You know that's not what I meant.
Have you seen Legos? You didn't finish the question. Have you seen Legos? Yes, I've seen Legos.
No, they're so overpriced.
Oh.
Like I saw a Lego set that was $119.
Jesus.
And it was, like, something, like, back then that you could get for $20 that I remember. Like, Legos are, presents are expensive. I don't even know, Like, some people can't even have, like, Christmas. I understand that, because you can't afford it. Because presents... Quit breaking hangers!
I'm sorry.
I'm... whatever.
Breaking hangers.
Breaking hangers. Breaking hangers. I'm so, like... You know, you just... This Christmas season, be thankful for what you have and enjoy... Yeah. I mean, if... Like, I love looking at snow and playing in snow.
If we have snow...
Yeah, I think if Christmas were in summer, it'd be different. I don't know if I'd like
people
it.
People in the, what is it, the Southern Hemisphere?
Yeah, they have it in summer, I think.
Yeah, their Christmas is in summer.
Well, I mean, our Christmas is basically in summer, because we're in Texas. You know?
It still gets really cold.
Yeah, it gets really cold.
It's snowed sometimes.
It did snow sometimes. But,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
How much time we got in?
We got like 10 more minutes.
To do?
Yes, to do. Yeah, we're back, okay?
We're back!
shut up. You know, I'd love doing these. I really do.
It was real fun.
They're real fun, and I haven't seen you in so long. We were supposed to talk about college, but there's nothing really to talk about.
We talked about Christmas and breaking hangers and Buddha dice.
Oh my gosh.
In your wreck.
In my wreck. That was traumatic. I mean, it was so scary. Like, I hope, and the way you drive, good Lord. Like, I pray for you every day.
Yeah, well.
Like, it's, you're reckless.
No.
Yeah.
I drive real good.
Yeah. No.
I drive like an experienced driver.
You're not an experienced driver. You've only been driving for like 3 years.
That's experienced.
That's not experienced enough.
I'm no longer a rookie.
Okay, you might be like a rookie plus one. Quit breaking my hanger!
It was already broken.
Okay, you know what? It's fine.
It was broken before I got here.
Okay. Sure, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'm trying to think of more Christmas stories. I break ornaments every year, basically.
I would love to break ornaments. Like, with a baseball bat.
We should think of, like, Christmas sports. Like, if you, like...
Oh, ornament... hockey?
No, I meant, like, make up our own Christmas sports. Hockey's not a Christmas sport.
Oh, well, it's cold.
Dude. That doesn't make means at Christmas. Oh, here's an ice cube. It reminds me of Christmas. It's cold.
That's true.
That's, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's like the only holiday when it's cold, though.
I like it, though.
Besides Thanksgiving. Sometimes Thanksgiving is like a weird cold.
It's like a chili. It's a chili.
It's a nice and cool chili.
It's nice and cool chili. Cool chili. Oh my gosh. What are you doing?
I thought this would be hollow all the way through so I could blow through it.
No, it's not. Nope, not hollow. I remember one Christmas, I just...
You what?
I was gonna set up for a story and then I didn't have one, so I
remember just... one. I remember one Christmas.
I remember one Christmas. Yeah.
That was great.
Thanks, man. Thank you. I just like the trees. Christmas trees and lights.
I like the lights. Look, doesn't this look like an eyeball?
Every Christmas, me and my dad get on the roof and we like rig up this system to where my body, like, we're attached by like a string of belts. And, like, the string is attached to him, and he's up higher, and I'm putting on the lights. Like, if I fell, I'd just be, like, hanging, and I'd probably die. Like, it's not an efficient system, but we do it every year. I've gotten really close to falling off the top part of my roof.
Ryan, you have never invited me over while y'all putting
lights. Why would I do that?
I want to see you do it, because y'all have never heard of this.
Really? I've done it every year. When you're on the roof... This year, though, don't slide down in good pants, because I got off the roof and my bare butt was showing, because, like, the terrain at which is on the
the granules.
The granules that is are on the
roof.
The roof. They scratch off your clothing.
The shingles.
The shingles of your clothing. I've gotten really close to falling off.
That's not good.
It's not. And I hope I never have to do that again. But yeah, I love Christmas. It's really fun. It's a good time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We should sing. Where the treetops are glowing and snowing, and it's having a good cheer.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There'll be candle crack showings and there'll be bud showings and
there'll be
a glow
going.
It's the most wonderful time.
It's the most wonderful time.
It's the most wonderful time.
Dun, dun, dun.
Of the year. Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of...
corn cob pipe? What?
I think that's what... with a corn cob?
He has a carrot nose, not a corn cob.
A corn cob pipe and a button nose. It's not... corn cob pipe and a carrot nose. They don't say carrot nose.
They don't say corn cob pipe. I've never heard of a corn cob pipe in the song Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, let's move on to the next one. Let's make up our own. Christmas is a time of cheer.
I'm done.
You know what we need to do? We need to have a special Christmas episode, but we actually need to have it layered and organized so it's like, you know, smooth. We're just kind of like doing things, which is fine. That's fine. I'm fine with it. Let me check where we're at. Oh my goodness gracious. Well, like I said, we're back.
Yeah?
We're having a great old grand time.
Great grand time.
It's Christmas time, so be safe and don't hydroplane into the guardrail and die. Because if you did that, that wouldn't be real merry for your family.
Of course not.
No, your family
would
be...
a merry Christmas.
Your family would be pretty angry at you, I feel like.
Yes.
So please, if you're listening to this while you're driving, don't listen to this because...
while you're driving, because that's dangerous.
Okay, one more Christmas song to end this episode.
We three kings of Orcrientar travel so far.
travel so far.
Bam and fountains, moral mountains, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night,
boom, boom,
star of royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, I salute thy purr night.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.